Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 334. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. In this show, we're going to hit you up with some a large amount of apps. This is the Empty the Tank episode where we talk about everything we just didn't talk about during the week. We let it all out on this show, so get ready for some apps coming your way. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dora?
I'm not going to salute you right now and say hello. I'll just say, how you doing, Steve?
I'm fine, Dora. Thank you for asking.
That's great.
Makes me cry when you do things like that.
I'll just say this. I really hope no one gets too overly emotional at the Florida Podfest.
It might happen. We might see some man crying. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. The manly man that you are. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I've been outside for the first time in 3 months. I'm outside picking up sticks and garbage.
You didn't go outside for 3 months?
Well, I mean, I have been outside, but I haven't been outside long enough working to actually spend any time out there. It's just straight from house to car.
Right.
Or wherever I'm going. As little as possible outside, but no.
Yeah, so is it good?
Yeah. Last week was a negative 18. This week was 50, 60-ish.
Wow, it's a big change.
It is. Huge
change. Nice. Well, I'm glad you got out there and put your manliness on. Put your man on.
Yeah, I was picking stuff up and throwing things. No crying here.
Awesome, dude. Did you have a lumberjack shirt on?
I did. You know, here's the thing. I think I've mentioned that. I'm buying the house next door, and I'm going to knock it over, right? And the garage is full of garbage, and there's like raccoons living in there, and there's like raccoon feces and stuff inside there. So I'm like a little, you know, I don't want to get myself sick. So I'm walking around with a lumberjack shirt, and I'm carrying this like jug. It's just like they took their garbage and just threw it in this garage, and that's what the garage was for. It was a huge trash bin.
So it's literally trash?
Yeah. No, it's just, well, I mean, there's like furniture and like Rubbermaid tubs and things like that. But yeah, there's nothing of value in there. So I'm just moving the trash around, scooping up the stuff. I'm walking outside and I've got this lumberjack shirt, jeans, and then I've got a face mask on, you know, and I've got a jug and a garbage bag in one hand. I'm like, oh man, I hope this guy doesn't watch AMC. I look just like Breaking Bad right now. Because, you know? And there's my RV like sitting right across the yard from here. This beat up old abandoned house. Walking around with a face mask on.
That's perfect, man.
Respirator thing. Yeah. I didn't get the cops called on me yet, so he must not have, you know, watched TV. He's out too busy out walking his dog on the trail like he should be. So good on him.
And good on you for getting your hands dirty. If anybody missed the first two shows of this week, I'm gonna just do my last plead for help here. I was helping somebody with their Amazon account, and I kind of deleted something and lost a lot of their reviews. So if anybody wants to help me out, I don't ask for help often, but I really need it now. Please go to podnuts.com/helpsteve. That's the product that I screwed up. You can see there might not be that many reviews there, and she had 20 reviews or 22 reviews, and they're all gone. So I put the link up there. I urge you, if you want to help us out, it also goes through the Podnuts Amazon affiliate link, so Dora will get a cut and the network will get a cut. And if you do this, it would help me very much fix my mistake. Just buy that product, leave a good review if you like it, and it'll help me out. So it'll help the show out. It'll be helping the world out. It's a pretty good product, too, so check it out. Thank you very much. Let's get into some tank emptying action here. Let's start with Dora because we never do that.
Okay. First app I'm going to bring really should be an Eric Ardini favorite, I'm going to say.
Ooh.
And I will say it looks familiar, but I search in every shape, way, and form I can look for this on our app spreadsheet, and I don't find it. It's called Frisbee Forever 2. And I know, Eric's brought at least one or more Frisbee games in the past. And I find no entry for anything like this. Basically, I don't know how to even describe this game, except you are a Frisbee that can defy Frisbee physics, which is mid-flight, you can curve and bend and twist and manipulate
yourself. It's from Whammo, you know.
Yeah, this is from the official, quote-unquote, owner of the word Frisbee company.
Well, you've never played disc golf, then. You can manipulate a Frisbee.
Oh, flight. My bad.
It does seem like we brought one where you had, like, this third-person Frisbee, flying game before, but yeah. It does seem like there was one like that, but that's cool. It's installed. Yeah, but
are you watching this video, Eric? You can't do that. You can't manipulate a Frisbee in that.
Oh, way. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
But yeah, it was cool. I definitely loaded it on my youngest son's tablet, and he just kept saying, "Yo-hoo, awesome!" And, you know, kept, like, doing all kinds of stuff. But he had fun with it.
Good.
Next one, I'm going to bring is another game, and I'm bringing it only on aesthetics only. It's a $2.99 game. I got my extended free trial, and it's an okay game. It's called Bit Dungeon 2. If you are like me and you like the visual 16-bit, 8-bit style gameplay, this is pretty good. It's basically like top three quarters down dungeon, like old Zelda-esque looking fun. You basically kill, power up, kill, power up, kill, power up.
Looks pretty cool. Very 8-bitty.
Quite. Big teeth on one of the monsters.
Okay. Teeth? Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to bring next here is not a game. This is a Android Wear thing that I don't know if Eric is aware of, called Auto Wear, AutoWear. Okay. This is, first off, the maker is Joa McGid, something. This guy, I would say he is the Tasker wizard. This guy makes everything possible for Tasker. If you click on his company name, his brand name. He also is the guy that does the $1.35 monthly subscription to insane libraries of Tasker pre-made scripts. So this is some of the Tasker things you can do in conjunction with Android Wear.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so
it's a Tasker plugin. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to do Tasker related things with your watch, whether it be pop stuff up to you, allow you to control stuff, or, sound Tasker stuff is all I got to say.
But you don't have to know how to program Tasker because he did it for you.
Yeah. You basically get access to a slimmed down interface to Tasker that gives you a bunch of things automatically already done. They're recipes, I guess I would call them, already done, where you just go, or you can go in and you can create your own.
Looks awesome, it's man.
Pretty. I mean, a lot of the stuff I'm seeing, you already can do with Wear, but then he takes it to the next level, like where once it's done with the Wear and going, sure you can do a Google search from your Wear app from your watch, and then it'll pick up on your phone or your tablet. But then he has it go straight to YouTube on a computer after that. Which is, it's pretty cool. If you just want to sit back and just talk to your watch and have something play on your computer, that's pretty neat.
He's doing some shaking action, too, when things are happening.
A lot. There is some shaking stuff like that. Like Bing, the Bing app, that's how you call it up. Is you do a little run, like you're doing like a motorcycle or something with your wrist, and then that's how the Bing search would come up. But
gotcha. And I will say,
this looks really cool, though.
And I will say, supposedly, many Android Wear watches that are out right now, sold already, they actually have Wi-Fi on them. They're just not enabled. Supposedly, a lot of watches are going to get that enabled with an update here soon. So, take this kind of functionality, bam, you now can even do even more.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. It's about time.
This next app comes from Joe Heck, codeforsale.com. All I know is he posted this app. He mentioned my name and Steve C, and I think Eric too. And I just looked at the screenshots, and all I could just say was, that looks pretty powerful, but I have no idea. This is a music app called G Stomper Studio. And I would just say whatever Steve says about it, I'm just nodding my head in agreement.
This is basically like a little electronic studio with synthesizers and drum machines. And it looks like, according to the description, it's optimized to do live electronic performances. So I bought it, played with it a little bit, and I really need to sit down with this. It has so many features. It seems really, really cool. It's amazing how much of like an actual electronic studio they could jam into these apps. And this has a lot of cool stuff, man. I think it was a great find.
Yeah, and it's $10. And I will say the first impression I got just looking at the screen, you better not have a small screen. If you have a small screen, you're going to have a very difficult time with this application.
That's the thing. I'd use it with my phone. I don't have a tablet right now. So it's tough.
Yeah, this looks like a tablet app for sure, especially all these pads and, oh man, all the settings.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're into music and you look at it, it's going to make sense. If you're not into music and you look at it, you're just going to think, wow, that looks pretty interesting.
You're going to be confused, but if you're awesome, you're going to be confused and intrigued at the same time.
That makes sense. Okay, next here is a home screen launcher. The video kind of almost didn't sell it for me because the guy looks a little weird and I don't like making eye contact with weird people. But it seems like a genuine, decent launcher. Okay. I literally just discovered this.
Eric, let's get him on the show. Huh? What do you think? Yeah.
Do you like winking at freaks?
Can we have just his icon shown in our Google Hangout? But it seems like a genuinely decent home launcher. It seems like the goal is simplicity and light. And those are two things I really do gravitate towards on my Android device. Hence, I like Podcast Attic as my podcast player. It's simplistic and light. It just does its thing. It doesn't do bling. It doesn't do curved edges. It doesn't do flashy transitions. It just does what it does.
I like that too.
Yeah, I'd like to try it out just because of that. I need something fast. But I think your problem with his video is that it's the director's fault more than it is the developer or the actor who plays the guy in that. It's the two camera thing. They just have him looking away from the camera too much. They should have just stuck with one camera.
No, but Dor doesn't want to make eye contact with him. So
this guy's like trying to make eye contact with the person next to Dor, which may offend somebody.
Right. Well, and I would say I'm a nerd, so I don't like making eye contact people anyway. So, you know, whatever. Okay. Throwing this one out there, game, not kid friendly. Pretty cool, though. Free app called Gunner Z. Here's what I like about it. They optimize the game in such a way to make it more efficient and run better by literally minimizing the graphics. Basically, it's like you're wearing night vision-esque goggles. So there's a lot of monochrome stuff going on. So my logic is that should be lighter and easier to do.
Yeah, the animation looks great though.
But I'll say the impression I get from the screenshots when I look at that, this really should be a Google Cardboard type game by some of the screenshots, but it ran fine on my stuff. Yeah, it had to be this game. It ran fine on this stuff, but not family friendly. Not family friendly at all.
It looks kind of creepy, scary.
It does.
I love games that degrade their graphics for the sake of animation and gameplay, though. And the video looks awesome, the animation.
Yeah, okay. Last one I'm going to throw out there, because this to me is going to harken back to old tools I used to use and I know Steve used to use on computer repair. And that is analyzing the disk and showing you what's on the disk. This is called Data Size Explorer.
It's like Spacemonger.
Exactly. You basically just open the app, you hit scan, it scans your entire SD card and then shows you blocks, and the size of the block is directly determined on the size of the folder. So the more stuff that's in the folder, the bigger the block, less stuff in the folder, smaller the block. Super easy way to come to grips with what is taking up space on your device.
So cool. I just used, I was helping somebody out with their Mac yesterday, and I was using Disk Inventory X, which is like the Spacemonger for Mac. I can't tell you guys how much this makes it easy to see what's on your hard drive. It's a total visual representation. And I didn't know they made this for Android, dude. That's really cool.
Did you install this door?
Yes. I literally just installed it.
Okay. I was just wondering if you do see a large block, if you click on it, if you were able to then manipulate that block and go in and...
No. The impression I get from the app, at least, is all you can do is look at the properties of the folder. I don't see a way to open it.
Okay.
Open it? Oh, okay.
Okay. And now just for a touch of venom. I don't like this. BitTorrent Sync changed their model. Now at BitTorrent Sync 2.0, they're basically removing features we had in the 1.0 branch. They're going to a split model to where for some of the things we took for granted in the version 1 series, they now expect you to pay. It's not a lot of features that they did that to. They basically limited the size of total number of folders in a BitTorrent Sync, and I believe the total number of syncs you could have on one installation. But I don't.
What's the pro version called?
I believe it's called BitTorrent Sync Pro, I believe. I'll just say it's not cool taking stuff away. If you wanted to do that, it should have been like that to me the entire time, is what I'll say. I'm not liking it, so I'm probably going to get off of it. It's called Sync Pro, $40 a year, unlimited number of folders, on-demand access from desktop, change permissions at any time, license for business shoots, pro support.
$40 a year. Let me tell the listener something. For Door to not use BitTorrent Sync, they must have really pissed him off.
Yeah.
Because he used to love it.
Yeah. Because they removed one of the things that I loved about it was you did not have to worry about how big stuff was. You simply just put the key over here, put the key over there, walked away, done. Now you literally have to say, how many folders do I have in this sink? Am I exceeding the limits? You know, it's just crap. It's crap. It's crap. And let me tell you something. For them to make a pro version is like me making something horrible. I can't even say it because it's not proper use for this podcast. But having a total politically incorrect name of something and then walking into a church and trying to sell it. What is wrong with you? Nobody in real business will ever buy anything with the word BitTorrent connected to it. So you're fooling yourself. This model is planned failure. Congratulations, BitTorrent. You just put another nail in your own coffin.
Oh, wow. That is venom.
Yes.
Damn, son. All right. We get it, Door, loud and clear. I hope they do, too.
I doubt it.
I hope so.
I don't think they speak English.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll come to their senses. Eric, what do you got for us?
Is Door done?
Yes.
Oh, that was fast. I was hoping he had a few more.
Don't you like how I answer for Door? Steve, you are done, right, Door?
Steve wants me to be done. I'm done. I have no problem putting 20 plus apps in the
shelf. I was going to say, I've only got a couple. So if Door's got
he
more.
He bought nine. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He brought 8. That's a good amount.
I brought plenty.
Okay. My first app is one. I haven't had a chance to use this yet. I really wanted to before the show, and then the icon wasn't catchy enough for me to keep messing with. It's called 1 Minute. One Magical Moment. What it is, it's a camera app, sort of. What it does is it gives you a notification every day at a different time and wants you to take a picture of where you're at right then. And then it kind of puts it all together for you. And a little life story at the end of everything, you know?
Since
your camera's always with you, why not take a picture?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. The title is odd. I mean, 1 Minute is the name of their company, but they put that in a title, and there's no space in between it. So it's 1 minute, no spaces, dash, one magical moment. Aside from that, it really looks like a cool app. Have you been using it?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I didn't. I will use it, though. I want to check it out. It's getting good reviews. It's fairly new, though, so I think people are going to like it.
Very cool. So, what do you do with the pictures?
You can share them with other people. I think, it says shared photos are anonymous, so you feel less conscious about taking beautiful staged photos.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I need to mess with this.
So, Steve, are you going to give him any guff?
I'm going to re-report it later. Yeah.
Because he gives me guff when I say I haven't installed it yet.
It's been installed for over a week.
Oh. Well, I guess he maybe should give you some guff.
I should give
him guff. I didn't use it, though. So, No, I deserve every bit of guff that I would get. I do. I shouldn't have even.
I think it's more fun to give you guff. Door.
What a load of bollocks.
Hey, I have to edit that out. Oh, that's right. No, we're in America. We don't know what that means. Okay, it's cool.
The dog's bollocks? I mean, it's awesome.
That's right. It's right on. It's perfect. It's like, you know, like awesome. It's dialed in. Like if your car's running really well, it's dog's bollocks on. It's dog's bollocks on.
Oh, I was using it more like a noun, like it's the dog's bollocks.
Well, it could. Like there's definitely a noun that is the dog's bollocks, unless you're a female dog. But
honestly, I don't think there's a wrong way to use the term, as long as you say it with a little passion.
Well, I'll title the show it "The Dog's Bollocks" and bollocks, and see what happens.
There you go.
Might get a lot of hits.
We do have a lot of Europeans who are members of the club now, so that they'll appreciate it.
You know why?
Or they'll straighten us out.
Why? What? Why?
You know why? There's some Europeans that are in the club.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because at least one of them tries to show them love once in a while.
I don't think we need to single them out to show we love them. It's like. You don't show like.
Well, it's because of the Art Institute of
Sweden.
And never forget about the Scottish Rail thing where you could see other people's pictures taken on the same route. That was cool.
Yeah. Well, you did bring some good European apps. Yeah. I'm sure you're leaving out other parts of the country.
Well, hey, if they want me to bring up their area, they got to make an app.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not the country, the world. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I don't think we've once mentioned Uzbekistan.
Well, the Utah app, we haven't mentioned much about those.
I don't like Utah.
Well.
Sorry if you're in Utah. Maybe you should get out.
Why don't you like Utah?
Because it's Utah. I mean, come on. You got a salt lake. Is that the best you can do?
All right.
I don't know what would be wrong with a salt lake. It's kind of cool because you can float on it without.
Yeah, great. I can float when there's no salt in anything. What's so special about that? Oh, well, wait. It can kill you quicker. That's great.
Wow. I grabbed the wrong state out of my head there, Steve. I'm sorry. Next time I'm talking.
I guess so. I think there's some, you know, residual. Anger from the BitTorrent thing. I don't think it's all your fault.
I think you could be onto something there, Steve. Oh, yeah.
I was originally thinking West Virginia. I'm like, well, that's too close to door. He might have a beef with them.
And then Bauermeister's in West Virginia. I love West Virginia.
If you can only see door's face.
No, Bauermeister's a cool bro. He's a cool bro.
I know.
As long as he's not a brony, he's okay with me.
He might be. You might be someday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You never know.
Oh, I do know.
You never know.
There's a lot of things I know that I'm not going to be in the future. One of them is a brony. Second one, a female. Third, a child. I mean, I can keep going.
Maybe not this lifetime.
Okay, sarah, right. Sarah.
I've got a game, too, and it's called Robo Smasher. I think this may have been brought up by possibly Scott in the Google Plus community. It was by somebody in a Google Plus community for sure. This is just kind of the new version of Ant Smasher, sort of. It gets really fast and kind of difficult after a while. But basically, you got a bunch of robots going towards the bottom of your screen, and you got to keep smashing them with your hand until you make it through the waves and go to the next level.
I don't remember Ant Smasher.
Ant Smasher was just, and there's actually YouTube videos of lizards playing it where somebody will lay their tablet down on the floor and there's just little ants that crawl across your screen and you got to tap on them to smash them. And you don't want to touch, and there's bees that fly around. You don't want to touch the bees because they'll sting and you'll die. But they've got, but there's like iguanas that think they're really ants and they stick their tongue out and try to smash them. And they actually do score pretty good on the game.
Wow. You know what? When I brought those cat apps, it was the same deal. Yeah. There was a little fake mouse running. But I stopped after 5 minutes. I felt bad for my cat because she's never going to catch it. And she's like trying to reach under the phone to get it. I'm like, is this fun or is this cruel? I couldn't figure which one was which. But anyway.
No, it's identical to that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a whole lot more to talk about this one. I mean, you got to avoid, instead of bees that you have to avoid with Ant Smasher, with this one there's police cars or police robots, I guess, that you don't want to touch. Okay. It just gets faster and faster until you can't keep up and you lose.
Interesting. I'd rather play this than Smash Ants, though.
The Smash and Ants one was kind of gross, actually. I mean, these kind of blow up when you touch them. The ants actually just kind of oozed out, you know, kind of smush.
Yeah. They're
more realistic.
Can I tell you guys something? I don't mean to interrupt your tank. I had this situation. I saw a little shell in my apartment, like on the rug.
Hmm.
And I've seen them around, like on the outside, like climbing up walls and stuff. It's like a little shell. And I'm like, how does that shell get up on the wall? Well, anyway, there was one on the rug in my living room, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like just watching it, and I could see there's something inside, and it's moving, like a little slimy thing. I could just see the light shimmering off of it. I know there's something alive inside this shell. So I go to pick it up, and it just crumbles in my hand, the shell. I totally break it. And so a little snail's head pops out, and he's like, what the hell is going on? He's like all bent, I guess. I mean, I couldn't tell if he was angry, but his head popped out, so I knew it was a snail. So I'm like, great. I'm like, what did I just do to this snail? I just tried to pick it up. But when I did, I just smashed his shell to bits. And I looked online. I said, do snails get new shells? And they're like, no, a snail's shell is its skeleton. It makes it through its life.
Oh, yeah.
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 I didn't know that.
Broke his bones.
So I took it out and they're like, if a snail's shell breaks, it will probably die because the air gets in and snails will dry out and die. The shell keeps them hydrated, like, you know, moist. So I'm like, great. So I'm like, I put the snail outside and he was on a stick out in the front. And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that's not a moist enough space. I'm going to bring him inside and put him in a container and keep it moist and wet and try to see if he'll grow a new shell. So I bring him inside and I take a spoon and I try to put him into the container and all the... There's no real soil in Florida. It's all sand. So I had him and a whole bunch of sand in the spoon, and I went to place him into the container, and all this sand just fell on top of him, into his shell and everything. And I'm like, this guy's got no chance. Like, that sand is just going to sit there, and it'll infect him, because they're like, the shell keeps out infections and stuff. So I'm like, I'm sorry, snail. I'm really sorry. But I took him outside and I was just going to smash him and just put him out of his misery because his shell was broken that bad. I thought he wasn't going to live. And after I poured all the sand on top of him. So I just stepped on him. But the spot I stepped on him on was so sandy and the ground was so soft. I think I just literally buried him alive and pushed him deep into the sand.
It's not your fault.
It went from bad to worse.
There was something wrong with that. That snail to have that soft of a shell, that's abnormal.
It is.
Yes, you shouldn't be able to easily smash its shell by picking it up.
Is it a baby? It was like that big.
Ooh, no, that's actually not a baby. No, it's not your fault. We have snails that live in the creek down here. The babies are brittle, very brittle. But that's like you just the size that you held up with your fingers was about three times the size of a baby snail. A snail that size should have a fairly durable shell.
Okay. Good.
And no, it must not have eaten the right calcium or something, or maybe it got indoors where it shouldn't have and lost its ability to find the right food.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't in good shape to begin with.
No, no, no. That's a sign of health when your shell's brittle like that.
Ah, all right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks. I feel a little bit better. But
if you ever want to play with them and you find one outside, you just lay your, put your hand really super flat and just set him on there and wait like 1 minute and he'll come out and just start cruising around in your hand.
Really? Yep.
They freak out for a little bit, but if you keep your hand really flat, they'll just, their head will pop out and they'll just start walking around.
Really?
Do you wear a hat when you do that, Eric?
When I put snails on my hands?
Yeah.
Sometimes. It depends on what. I don't. Yeah.
You mean like a snow cap, like Breaking Bad guy?
No, like the hat. I'm not trying to look stupid.
I don't know what.
Not trying to sound dumb.
I'm not trying to sound dumb. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I'm not the kind of guy to let a snail walk around in my hand.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
It ain't that big a deal, man.
There's nobody even doing that.
Because here we have literally snails that are gigantic. Like once a year. For 3 days straight or so, I walk in my front door, turn around and look, and there's snails all on my wall.
Really?
Wow. Then like 2 weeks later, I come out, and there's spiders everywhere on my wall.
Weird.
We don't. I've never seen a snail that wasn't in the water here.
Really?
Well, I mean,
we got unless slugs. Then, do you see slugs?
Well, yeah, that's what I see. Snugs, no shell, just
okay. Slug.
They're not snails.
Snail, slug. Come on, tomato, tomato.
They are similar. A slug just doesn't grow a shell.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
It is. Yeah. It's just got a bump. It tried to. It looks like in its evolution or whatever. It's got a big like bump on its back where it could have been, should have been, didn't.
It's just a snail that ain't got time for that. I live like 300 yards from the water or closer from literally bay water. So it's a moist area I live in. So I understand having wet creatures around. The spiders, though, I don't understand because they are wolf spiders that can jump like 5 feet. If there was ever a time I would like to own a flamethrower, it's then.
Is that bay salt water?
It's what's the word? Brackish.
Yeah, brackish.
I'm sorry.
Well, you get mosquitoes then too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're not my friends.
No, not here. Yeah,
they're the bane of existence.
Mm-hmm. Could live without them.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. You want to finish off your tank?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was it.
I didn't have much. Just a couple.
I thought I derailed you there for a second. All right. Well, good show, guys. Well, thank you very much, folks, for listening. Let's see what the guys have to say before we end off for the week. Any special announcements or anything, Dor?
The only special announcement is if you come by next week live to the show, we might be giving away something to a live show viewer thing.
Ooh, that sounds nice. We have actually zero watching us right now, so that would be more than we have now. All right, Eric, how about you?
Hey, I'm going to show up next week. I'm excited. That sounds like fun.
Maybe you could win.
I can't wait to try out that launcher that Dor said. Maybe that'll speed up my Nexus 7.
Then I say get the pop off.
The Nexus 7 2013 still rocks it. It's really a nice device, but the 1 year is a big difference.
Huh. Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you like it. I sold mine off like 6 months ago. Still making payments on it, but I don't have it anymore. Anyway, cool beans. This will be the last time I announce this. Thank you everybody who has helped me throughout this week. It's podnuts.com/helpsteve. I'm not like curing cancer or anything. I'm trying to fix a mistake I made where I deleted a bunch of reviews from somebody's Amazon account when I was trying to help them with their sales. So if you go to podnuts.com/helpsteve and you buy that product, hopefully, with the amount of guys that helped me with this, we will replenish all the bad or the missing reviews and get some more in there for her. There was actually 22, I think, and then there's like one. So thank you guys very much for helping with that. I won't ask you for anything for a while. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. See you guys next time. I cried when I watched the Brony movie. Ha ha ha!
Dude, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
That better be the title of one of these shows, Steve. I'm just saying.